Yesterday, Saraji explained Kaya Kayanupassi, that one needs to observe repeatedly on Rupa Kaya, group of materiality, as Kaya. And Kaya is made up of many kind of materiality, such as Pathavi Kaya and others. Among the Kaya, among the materiality, there are 18 of them which are most obvious, 18 of them which are to be observed. But Saraji will not be saying all these 18. Among the materiality which are most obvious, they have their own unique characteristics, sabhava lakkhana, and they also have common characteristics of impermanence, suffering, non-self, unpleasant, anicca, dukkha, anatta, and asubha. What is important is whenever these materiality are arising at the present moment, one should be noting them with effort, with sustained mindfulness, so that there will be collectedness of mind and kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, will become strong. One should not be analyzing them as this is Pathavi, this is earth element, this is Apo, this is water element. One should not be analyzing that way. By noting the presently arising object, when the person sees unique individual characteristics of the object, then one will also come to know the common characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta, asubha, impermanence, suffering, non-self, and unpleasantness. Especially, one will come to know the common characteristic of impermanent suffering and non-self. So each and every nama rupa, they have their own unique characteristics as well as the common characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. And they also have other names. By knowing unique individual characteristics completely of the materiality, one also knows this impermanent suffering and non-self. One does not need to be analyzing them, but by noting the presently arising object with effort, sustained mindfulness, when the mind becomes calm and collected, one will know them automatically by noting the presently arising object. What can be the disadvantages of not knowing the truth, and what will be the benefits of knowing the truth, is explained by the Buddha. And today Saraji will explain how one will know them and what will be the benefits, what will be the immediate benefits. Saraji will explain from both theoretical and practical aspects. The commentator show the immediate benefit. Kaya kayanupassi viharati atapi sambajano satima vinaya abhijja dhammanassa. So Kaya kayanupassi, is adjective, and if kaya kaya nupasi adjective is transformed into noun, it will be anupasana. Kaya nupasi is the person who observes repeatedly on kaya, and the noun anupasana means observing the kaya repeatedly. Kaya nupasana show the work of kamatana. Kaya nupasana shows the work, the material, the materiality when they are arising at the present moment. One should be observing them repeatedly over and over again, and it is called anupasana. By observing repeatedly, there will be anupasana, and it shows the work of kamatana. Atapi is the adjective, and the noun will be atapa. Atapa means the effort which can dry up the kilesa defilements. In other words, atapa is the ardent effort, and it is a name. Atapa is the name of Sammabhadana Viriya, supreme effort, the effort to prevent unwholesomeness that has not arisen, so that unwholesomeness has no chance to arise. Blocking of these unwholesomeness so that the mind will be pure and clean, opening up the path of wholesomeness, is done by the Sammabhadana Viriya, supreme effort. So one should have ardent effort to block the path of unwholesomeness so that the path of wholesomeness will open. And Sammabhadana Viriya, supreme effort, has this quality, ability to block the path of unwholesomeness and to open the path of wholesomeness. And sati is mentioned in this sutta. When the yogi is noting the object with effort, exerting effort in the practice so that the noting mind will stick onto the object. Being able to exert effort, the mind will stick onto the object, and thus mindfulness develops. There will be satipatthana, there will be firmly established mindfulness on the object. The noting mind will be close to the object. There will be sustained mindfulness, sati. In the Satipatthana Sutta, samatha is not mentioned, but when one notes with effort, there will be sustained mindfulness. The mind will not run elsewhere. Avikhepo samadhi, there will not be distraction or scattering, but the mind will become collected and unified automatically. The mind will not be agitated by raga or dosa, and the mind will be free from agitation of hindrances such as kamachanda, sensual desire, and vyabhara, ill will, as well as other hindrances. So the mind will fall calm and collected on the object. There will be samatha, concentration. So by mentioning sati, samadhi, concentration is automatically involved. by mentioning sati. When the noting mind falls calm and collected on the object, when the mind falls onto hardness, one will know hardness. When the noting mind falls on softness, one will know softness. And when the noting mind falls on other nature, such as heat, warmth, cold, one will know these. Heat, warmth, cold. And when the mind falls on stiffness, tension, the mind will come to know stiffness and tension. Having effort, asserting effort, there will be sustained mindfulness, and one will know the true nature. If one does not know the true nature, one will be clinging with wrong view throughout one's life. Having wrong view, thinking that things are permanent, good, and self. So one will have these wrong views, and one will be having kilesa defilements. When knowledge arises by noting the object, when the person comes to know the true nature, then there will be knowledge, and knowledge will be replacing wrong view. So in place of wrong view, in place of wrong perception, knowledge will substitute by knowing clearly, distinctly on the object. And such wrong view and wrong perception has no room to arise, and thus they will be dispelled. So by knowing the truth, by knowing true nature, by gaining knowledge, one can remove the wrong view, one can remove ditthi. And these ditthi are also are called pappanja. They prolong the samsara. Wrong view has this wrong perception root. If there is perception, sanya, wrong sanya, then one can have wrong view. Sanya records wrong things, and based on this wrong perception, there can be wrong view. So that's why wrong perception is the root of wrong view. Avibhuta ramane ditiya upatite. It means that the object that is not obvious, that is not true, that is imaginary, created by the mind, then one has wrong perception on these, and not knowing the impermanence on these, one take of them as nitya, permanent. Not knowing suffering, one has wrong view of sukha. Instead of knowing that there is no atta involved in nama rupa phenomena, and that these nama rupa are not atta themselves, but they are wrong view taking them as atta. Because of wrong perception, one can have wrong view, because sanya, perception, records wrongly on things, and thus there can be wrong view. So that's why in order to prevent these wrong view, one should be noting the nama rupa phenomena. Knowing the nama rupa phenomena and its own unique characteristics, sabhava lakkhana, as well as the common characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self, one will be free from this wrong view. That's why it is very important so that the mind will fall onto these unique individual characteristics and common characteristics. So one should exert effort to note the object so that there will be sustained mindfulness. The mind will fall calm and collected on the object, and thus the person will know the true nature, unique individual characteristics. When the noting mind fall on Pathavi, earth element, then one will know nature of hardness, softness, suppleness. And when the mind falls on Tejo, temperature element, one will come to know warmth, heat, cold. By knowing this true nature, by knowing unique characteristic, one also comes to know their impermanence. So by knowing the truth, there will not be wrong perception, and thus wrong view cannot arise, and one will not take them as permanent good or self. When there is lack of wrong view, then the defilements such as lobha dosa cannot arise. The defilements that can arise due to this wrong view will be overcome. And the commentators and sub-commentators, they define these words. Sampajano is the adjective, and it can be transformed into a noun, which is sampajanya. The adjective sampajano means the one who knows, and sampajanya means knowing the truth, and it is panya, knowledge. So with the word sampajanya, Buddha mentioned vipassana. Vipassana is the knowledge, seeing the characteristics of impermanence, suffering, and non-self of the nama-rupa phenomena. So with vipassana, one knows that these nama-rupa phenomena, they are arising and passing away, they are impermanent, and they are suffering and non-self. So vipassana is the knowing of the impermanent, suffering, and non-self of these nama-rupa. The characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self, they are not the true, they are not the ultimate truth, but these characteristics, impermanent suffering and non-self, they are called akara, manner. When observing the nama-rupa phenomena, which are arising as cause and effect, by observing these nama-rupa phenomena, one comes to know the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. We means in various way of impermanent suffering and non-self of these nama-rupa phenomena, which are arising as cause and effect, and pasana is the knowing. So vipassana means knowing in various manner, knowing in various characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self of these nama-rupa phenomena. So vipassana is the knowledge that is special, seeing very clearly, distinctly, and by having this clear, distinct knowledge, the benefit is abhijja dominasa vinaya. One can overcome abhijja, covetousness, a kind of greed, and dominasa, dissatisfaction, anger, hatred, aversion. Having vipassana present, these abhijja and dominasa have no chance to arise, so they are calm and suppressed. So overcoming of abhijja and dominasa is the benefit of this bhavana practice, and Saraji will explain from both theoretical and practical aspect. According to the teaching of the Buddha, showing the work of Kamatana, yogis should be noting the material activities which are arising, which are obvious, in order to be able to note these material activities, one should exert effort so that these activities will not be missed to note. One should not be paying attention on the material phenomena that are not obvious. One should only observe on the material phenomena that are obvious and prominent. And one should only note the objects that are arising at the present moment. One should not note something that has not arisen yet. Even if this material phenomena is arising at the present moment, but if they are not prominent and obvious, one should not be noting them. One should only note the present arising object with sustained mindfulness, and one should always be putting forth artapa vidya, ardent effort, in order to be able to note the presently arising object. One should be exerting artapa effort, ardent effort, which is also called samabhadana viriya, supreme effort. By exerting ardent effort in order to note the material phenomena which are arising at the present moment, which are obvious, one should be exerting ardent effort so that the mind will stick to the object, there will be sustained mindfulness, sati, and when mindfulness becomes strong, then the mind will pierce into the object, the mind will sink and pierce into the object, and thus the noting mind falls calm and collected, piercing, sinking into the object. And there will be kanika samadhi, momentary concentration. Samadhi, concentration arises when there is mindfulness, sati. So due to sustained mindfulness, sati, samadhi concentration develops. One should be one should be exerting effort in order to note every arising object so that there will be sustained mindfulness, and one will develop kanika samadhi, momentary concentration. The stronger the kanika samadhi is, the more one will see the true nature. When the mind falls calm and collected on the object, when kanika samadhi is strong, one comes to know sabhava lakkhana, unique individual characteristics, and one understand cause and effect relationship, and that these nama rupa phenomena, which are arising as cause and effect, are arising, passing away, they are suffering, and non-self. By knowing these characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self, one gains vipassana jnana, insight knowledge, which can also be called sampajanya. So this sampajanya, the clear knowledge, the clear understanding, can only be developed when kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, becomes mature. In order to have strong kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, one needs sustained mindfulness on the object. Sustained mindfulness, that is continuously noting the object. In order to have sustained mindfulness, one should always be exerting ardent effort in the practice. So these factors are supporting each other so that the kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, will become strong, and sambhajanya, clear understanding, clear knowledge, will arise as a result of bhavana. So this sambhajanya, the clear knowledge, the clear understanding, is the benefit of bhavana. It is explained in the commentaries and the text. Saraji gives an example of looking at a row of ants from a distance. Looking from a distance, one will only see a line. So seeing a line is not like seeing the nature. So seeing a line only, one sees this form or shape concept. If one doesn't know that it is a row of ants, one may mistake it as a rope, a string, or a branch of a tree. Not knowing that these are row of ants, one will think of it wrongly. Not knowing that they are ants, one will take of them as a rope, a string, or a branch of a tree. So to know, to see clearly, one has to go closer, to take a closer look. Taking a closer look at the row of ants is compared to the yogi putting effort in the practice, so that the noting mind will be very close to the object. So in order that the noting mind should be very close to the object, one needs to exert effort. Asserting effort is pushing the noting mind so that the knowledge will be very close to the object. Asserting effort, sati and samadhi, mindfulness and concentration, will develop. The noting mind will be calm and collected, piercing into the object. When momentary concentration becomes matured, and thus one will come to know the true nature. So just as one takes a closer look and will see each and individual ants moving and crawling, so seeing each and individual ants moving and crawling can be compared to the yogi seeing the true nature of the object very clearly, distinctly. So, seeing each and individual ant crawling is compared to knowing of the sabhava lakkhana, unique individual characteristics. And when you have a closer look to the row of ants, you will see that the old ant passing, new ant coming, old ant passing, new ant coming. In this way, you see very clearly. So it is compared to the knowledge, knowing distinctly, completely, from one's own experience of practice. So it is not something that you know wrongly, but it is something you know correctly, completely, through one's knowledge. So the object that is obvious, when the noting mind falls on hardness, one knows hardness, and by noting the object, one also knows the nature, such as hardness, softness, warmth, heat, cold. So when Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, becomes matured, one comes to know the sabhava lakkhana, unique individual characteristics, and this knowledge is called sambhajanya, knowledge, personal knowledge. And just like seeing the each and individual ants clearly, in the same way, when the yogi comes to see the object very clearly, completely, it will be sanjanya. It means knowing correctly, completely, by oneself. And also, the way the yogi sees is not wrong. The yogi sees in a very clear-cut manner. Yogi sees very distinctly, clearly. So it is called pa-janya. It means knowing distinctly in a clear-cut manner and in a very exceptional way. So combining sanjanya and pa-janya, it becomes sambhajanya. Sambhajanya means knowing correctly, distinctly, by oneself. It can also be knowing completely, distinctly, by oneself. And it also means knowing by oneself very distinctly in a very exceptional way. So Buddha used this word sambhajanya, which is very meaningful. And if the yogi practices diligently, yogi will come to understand this word sambhajanya through his or her experience. The word sambhajanya can have six groups of meanings. The word sa means correctly, and pa means distinctly, knowing distinctly, not in a confused way, but knowing distinctly in a clear-cut manner. So having these two words, sa and pa, the meaning can be, the meaning of sampajanya is knowing clearly, distinctly, in a clear-cut way. Knowing completely, distinctly, in a clear-cut way. Knowing by oneself, distinctly, in a clear-cut way. And taking pa as exceptionally, extraordinarily, the meaning will become knowing correctly in an extraordinary way, knowing completely in an extraordinary way, knowing by oneself in an extraordinary way. So these six meanings could be derived from the word sampajanya. And sampajanya can also be called anupassana. Anupassana and sampajanya has the same meaning. Anupassana jnana and sampajanya has the same meaning. At the beginning of the practice, knowledge cannot be called vipassana jnana yet, but when the yogi discerns impermanent suffering and non-self of these nama-rupa phenomena, which are arising as cause and effect, seeing impermanent suffering and non-self, the knowledge can be called vipassana jnana, insight knowledge. But in the beginning of the practice, the knowledge cannot be called vipassana jnana yet, but only when one has discerned impermanent suffering and non-self, it can be called vipassana jnana. So Sayaraji will continue to explain the next day. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.